Nemel behem toiv, it says the word toiv. Rashi gabi kivir azayim, it says, if sib, behem leman yitav lecho. Omaloi, ad shata sholeni loma nemel behem toiv, before yes makasha, was there a word toiv, sholeni im nemel behem toiv. Yes, if it does say the word toiv altogether. Im lav or not, shen yaday, I don't know. Im nemel behem toiv im lav. I don't know, I'm not sure if it says it yes or not. So klach etzra tamcha machin eloi, shere rogel etzra bishur ben levi, shere boki v'agod, he was boki in agodah. Also, the Gavay went to Momulai, me menu loy shemat, him I didn't hear. Elakachomili shmuel bar nochim, achai, imoi shirabacha, brevi chanina. Riamulo, abi imoi shirabi acha, brevi chanina. Ho yovis soifim lishtaber. The terrace is like this. Like Avadra does, it doesn't say it in the first one, it says in the second one. And the reason is, since the first Dibris was supposed to be broken, they're going to be broken, that's why Hashem didn't want to write the word Toiv in the first or third of Dibris. But the second one was not broken, that's why there Hashem said the word Toiv. For the Gemara, he said, from the Shtab of my heaven, so what? But now that Hashem wrote it, for the third of Dibris. Omer Ravashi, Chas v'sholem, Piska Toiv, Poska Toiv in Yisrael.
Like Mashmif, it would have been written in the first Dibris, and then it was broken, so it would stop the union of Toiv and Klai Yisrael. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want that the Toiv should stop in Klai Yisrael. Therefore, in the first Dibros assignment to be broken, he did not put the word Toiv, like Lashon of Arichas Yomim, by it says by Kibbut Avim. Only by the second one there it says the word Toiv for the Arichas Yomim. Alright, we'll stop here.
You hold Daf Nun Hey Yom Aleph. Now, 10 lines down. Omer Rav Yishur, Yishur says, Haroya test bechalaymoi. If somebody sees a test in his dream, in Simon Yafaloi, it's a good sign, something's good for you. My time, what's the reason? Why is it good? Ilayim mishum lichsiv toiv, because a test stands for toiv. It's like Hashem is telling you, toiv. For tomorrow, no, Eimo, let's send me a posik in Shayo that says, Vetatose vematotai hashmeit, let there be destruction, it'll be bad. So maybe test means you'll be destroyed. Tomorrow says, Chad test coming in. I'm talking about if you only see one test. And here it says two tests in the posik. So maybe here two tests mean bad. But one test stands for toiv, means good. Furthermore, Eimo, let's say, Eimo, Tumoso bishuleho. The posik says like a tumor's on the bottom, a lotion from tumor. So maybe test stands for tumor, something bad. Tomorrow says, test beis kamrinin. We're talking about true that he sees in his choloim a test and a beis. Then we say it means toiv. For the Gemara still no Eimel, let's say, it's from the pasuk of Tovu Bo'oritz Ashor Rehel, that the gates sunk under in the ground, so also maybe something bad. Ela, the pshat is like this rather. Could be he only saw tests. But the pshat is, Ho, yulu pasach b'yakosav l'toivu tchilom. Since toivu is the first word that's used with the letter test in the Torah, so therefore test stands for toiv. Shemi v'bereshis, from the beginning of the Torah, from bereshis, Ad until the pasuk of Vayar Elokim Esor Loik Siv Test, it doesn't say the word test until it says Vayar Elokim Esor Ki Toiv. Then it says test. So the first time it used the letter test in the Torah goes on Toiv. Therefore, Stam Test stands for Toiv. From Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, Haroya Hespid V'Chaloymai. Somebody sees a Hespid in his dream. Is Chosu Olav Min Hashemayim. The fact that Hashem has Rachmanis on you, or Padu, and He's saving you. Pashas Mashmid, they should say a hespid upon you. Pashas Mashmid, really the hespid should be your hespid. But in Shemayim, they have Rachmanis on you and they're saving you. But Hanamilu, when do we say this? Bekisva. If you see the words hespid in your dream. In other words, not that you see them giving the whole drush there, you see the mace there and you see them talking over him. It just means you see the word hespid in your dream, the table of hespid, that's the simon. Then the Mishnah says, V'chein chayiv yoyf yetzabem, that chayiv yoyf has all the halachis of klayim also. Omer Resh Lakish, Kan Shon Rebbe, now Mishnah Rebbe learned, that tarnagoyl, tovus, opis yuni, there's three different types of birds, klayim zeh bezeh, the evidence of klayim, not to mate them together, not to work with them together, that call klayim together. For the Mavshit, of course, they're three different birds. Omer Rav Chaviva, Chaviva said, Mishum derabu v'ad yadodi, since they grow up together, Mal to tell him, I would have thought to say, Min chadhu, maybe they're all considered like one type of a bird, Kamash mola, no. That since Lamaisa, they're called three different birds, and you have the yis of klayim, not to mate them together, and not to work with them. Omer Shmuel says, Avos v'yavos abar. Avos, that's a goat. Avos abar is a wild goat. An A's and a wild A's.
is klein zebzeh. There's also nisa klein. You can't work with them or you can't make them together. For the Gemara maskev lo rova bar rav chonon. My time, what's the reason? The chumah, the bozo goat. Why are you calling them klein? Elaine, if you want to tell me mishum dahai orakua, this one has a long neck. For high zuta kua, this one has a small neck. For the Gemara elamayativ, so gamla parsa gamla taya. A camel from a Persian camel, or else an Arab camel, gamla taya from the Arabs, is the high olam kua. This one has a thick neck. For high cotton kua, this one has a small neck. His ochinami deva klein zebze. You want to tell me then to mate the two camels together would be called klein? Like avada not, it's called one min. El around the omra bayabai says like this. That the reason why there's a difference between a wild goat and a normal goat is that they're really two different minim. But the pshat is that ze beitzov mi bachutz, the ze beitzov mi bifnim. The zocher of one, the beitzim stick out, you can see it out. And by the other one, it's inside, so therefore it's not much like two different minim. Rashi says, beitzov the chutz, beitzai ha-zachrus nekeres babas abar mi bachutz. From a wild one is beitzim are outside. And from a normal one, it's inside, that makes it for two different meaning. Rav Papa says, Ho tuuna chode beyusa b'shichlo. This one, fertilizes one egg at a time. Fa'ai tuuna kama beyusa b'shichlo. And the other one can fertilize a few beyim at a time. So mikitza, insides are different, therefore they're called different meaning. Omer Reb Yirmi, Omer Resh Lakish. Hamar biya shnei meaning shabaya malaika. You should know, if you make havor, in other words, the yisaklayim applies to fish also. If you mate two different fish together, you roll with the lav of klayim. My time, what's the reason? Omer ravada barava, mishmeidu lemahula, that asya liminayu liminayu, miyabasha. We learn now, just like we say now, behemoth, chayis and enoifis, have an yisaklayim, and it says the word liminayu by yabasha, dry things, the same thing liminayu says by fish, by Dogam Shabiyam, there's also a Nisa Klayim upon fish. Now, there's then both Klayim, that you can't mate two different fish together, and you can't work, you can't have two fishes pull you. If you want to be in a rowboat, and you want to have two fish pull your boat, you're not allowed to have to work with two different fish. There'd be Nisa Klayim to have two different type of fishes row your boat for you. Boy Rach, we ask a question like this. What's going to be Hamanig Beizo Vishibuta Mao? A guy has, let's say, a wagon, and he has a goat dragging it, and it's right near the seashore, it's right near the river. And in the river, there's a fish there. So he ties on one string to the goat, and the other string is tied onto the fish. And both of them together are pulling the wagon. Is there a Nisa climb or not? Me, I'm going to do, I say. The goat will not go into the water, and the fish will not come to the dry land. Like Lamovid, we don't consider it like Chlayim. It's not called like Tuminim are working together. I don't know. Now you have these two things pulling your wagon. You have a goat and you have a fish pulling your wagon. If you have your wagon going along the side of the river, and you have the string tied onto the fish, and the fish is helping pull your wagon, maybe there'll be an isaklayim here. The maisa is called two different things are pulling your wagon. So just like you can't have a shor v'chamor do it, you can't have an ave and a fish. So maskula Ravina asked the question back. Elamayat is so, chibor chito sarabiyode. Let's say in your two hands, you can have in one hand, you're going to have a wheat. A piece of wheat, a kernel of wheat. You want to plant wheat. Usurin, the other end you have barley. This is called Klai Yisroim. That it's also in Eretz Yisrael to plant Klai Yisroim. You're not allowed to plant different type of things, Yisroim, one next to another. It has to be at least three tefachim away. Less than three tefachim away has an Issa Klayim. And the Issa is only in Eretz Yisrael. So what's going to be if this person now is standing on the boundary of Eretz Yisrael, the Zora Chita Beretz, he plants in his right hand the chit in Eretz Yisrael, and then he moves away just one tefach to outside Eretz Yisrael, usara bechutzalot, and he plants now the wheat, the barley, right outside. So you want to tell me, Hochanam, here also you want to tell me the mechayiv, that he's pak chayiv. But since his hands is like his mekariv, makes them together, so the Venus Aklayim, just like you're telling me the Venus Aklayim, if you have a behema and a fish pulling your wagon. So Mori answers back, no, there's no sushtel. Amri, I'll tell you back. Hochi hashtag. What does one have to do with the other? Hosom eretz mokim chiyuva chutzal eretz lei mokim chiyuva. Negate to the yisra klayim, not to plan klayim together. The yisra is only in Eretz Yisrael. Outside Eretz Yisrael, there's no yisra klayim. So I don't care if the person is holding like one hand inside Eretz Yisrael with wheat and the other hand with barley outside Eretz Yisrael. That can't be mechaber the two together because lamais and chutz laaretz, there's no yisra of klay Yisraelim. But hochov here by the yisra not to work with klayim, not to work with an animal, not to work with a fish. Both of them have chiyuvim. You're not allowed to let two animals pull your wagon. You can't have a shor and a chamor pull your wagon. And you can't have two different fish pull your wagon. So the ma'aseh, there is an issa klayim both on the yabosha and in the river. So therefore, here we have the shaila. If you have your wagon going along on the side of the river, that you have a string attached to the goat that's pulling your wagon, and the other string is attached to the fish pulling the wagon. So it's a good shaila. Maybe here there will be an issa klayim. You can't bring me any kasha from planting zroyim one outside Eretz Yisrael, because there's no issa zroyim altogether. Klai Yisroyim doesn't have any issa. We're going to 2 weeks out. We're going to quote the man Yom that holds about even though Rav Yashi always says that you have to have chitul sarav a guest of a chartzim a pogos yad. That's to be chayef a klai hakerim. But to be chayef a klai Yisroyim, you chayef just for the chitul sarav a lechud. Now, Kofan, the Yisr only applies in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Laaretz. But over here, Mashma, there would be an Isra Klayim. You're not allowed to let an animal and a fish pull or work for you together. You will have the Yisra and Hogas Klayim by an animal and a fish.